این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. The Islamic government is a government of law. The person who governs should have a wide knowledge of law as it is referred to in traditions. It is necessary for the ruler as well as everyone who take charge of a post or occupies a job to acquire such knowledge. The only difference is that the leader should be the most knowledgeable. Our infallible imams had just used this same point that the imam, the religious leader, has to have superiority over others to prove their imamate. Also, the queries that Shia scholars raised and criticized others follow within this very domain when they say the caliph did not know the answer to a question about the Islamic law, or he did a certain act which was against Islamic law, so he was not qualified for this office.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and in this program, we try to have a profound reading of Imam Khomeini's precious words and speeches. Well, on the subject of ethics and the self, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi has this sentence claiming that in Islam, everything is a prelude to making true human beings. If this creature is left to itself, it will ruin and destroy the whole world. Well, this sentence is about self-training and self-development. A true man in Islam is constructive in the sense that he builds himself and the environment as well. His success in building his environment depends on his success in self-making and vice versa. In other words, his success in improving the environment of his life paves the way for his self-improvement. Self-training is so much vast in meaning that almost any type of action done for that purpose of creating a positive effect is deemed under this category. Putting the physical aspect of self-training aside, we can see that the spiritual aspects are of great significance as well. Knowledge and faith are the foods of the soul, and they nourish and develop it, just as good and healthy food nourishes the human body. Well, let's have a break, and soon we will be back.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Spring of the Truth. We're talking about self-training and self-development. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, in this sentence, is saying that if one doesn't work on his or her own morality and faith, there is no doubt that he or she will not only ruin their own lives, but also the society and even the whole world. As followers of the school of thought of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, we'd better to take advantage of these precious points and make use of them in our lives in order to reach the high moral rank of a proper Muslim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruh al-Ali Khomeini, Khomeini, Khomeini.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.